You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Alex Simon, a career change coach and speaker who specializes in helping people break into their dream job. Certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, how do you know it's time for a career change for those listening in today?
Well, Eric, the first thing to look for are signs that you're worn out, exhausted, or that feeling of dreading Mondays on a Sunday night. Or you're often getting sick at work. That's basically your body telling you what your lips cannot. Basically, your toxic work environment, so to speak, is breaking you down. Next, you may feel that your skills and responsibilities are really not you at all. And this sometimes can be a shocker when you meet people that are really good at what they do, but you find out that they're miserable doing it. In my personal life, I once became a real estate agent, and within months, I was breaking all sorts of records at the brokerage I was working at. But I really did not like the work. It just wasn't me. Another example is your salary just doesn't make up for the boredom and the emptiness you feel at your job. It doesn't matter how much money you're making, you just really feel unfulfilled. And unfortunately, many people stay at certain jobs just because of the money. They feel trapped by it since they have financial responsibilities that can only be met if they stay at that job, which is just a sad situation. And lastly, I'd say you have this feeling that your talents could be much better used in a different career. This is when people tell themselves, I know I'm better than this. I know there has to be more to life. And they just feel really that they have so much more to give, which their current work doesn't allow them to explore and take full advantage of. And I assure you, there's definitely more to life than what you're doing. So that's what you should be pursuing.
What if one doesn't know what they're good at? How do they go about detecting what they're the best at?
Well, Eric, there are several exercises and processes that one can go through that will show you what you're good at and what types of jobs will suit you best. In my coaching programs, we go through all these systems and find out all those things. But essentially, you start by going over your passions, your skills, your strengths, and then we match them to possible careers that would be suitable for you.
And what is the process of transitioning into a new career?
Okay, it's not a simple process by any means, but it certainly can be done. It involves several steps, but in summary, you first must determine what your dream career will look like. You need to really envision it, what it looks like, where you're at, what you're doing, what your office looks like, or what your home office looks like for a lot of people. And then you figure out, as I said before, your strengths, weaknesses, passions, interests, followed by determining what your career options are, as I mentioned earlier. And next, you need to do some homework about those career options. You know, what are they really like? Talk to people currently working in them. Take the careers out for what we call a test drive, which could be done by part-time work, volunteering. Essentially, you want to do as much homework as you can before getting into it and then maybe realizing that it isn't a good fit for you. The next step is to acquire some of the necessary skills in order to land that dream job. Some jobs, they do require certain specialization, and you need to acquire that, so you definitely want to do it. After that, you also need to figure out how to finance this transition. Do you have enough money saved to make a complete break and exit from your current job to pursue your new job? How much is it going to pay? Should you start, part-time and still keep your existing job? And after that, after we figure out the finances, we map it all out, including a time frame for when you hope this transition will be completed. As I said, it's not an easy process. It's definitely not an overnight process, but I think that it's possible to be done as quickly as 6 months.
Nice. Today we're joined by Alex Simon, a career change coach and speaker who specializes in helping people break into their dream jobs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Alex, what is the most important step in the pursuit of a dream career?
Well, Eric, you must have an in, as I call it. You need to find a way, usually in the form of a person who can get you into that career. This person could be a friend of a friend, or someone with enough power to help you who you have never met or have direct access to, but you need to get a way of reaching them and then impressing them without stalking them, of course. In my case, I once was a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley, and on a given Sunday, I went to an IndyCar race and realized that one of the drivers was a friend of my brother from childhood. And I wasn't happy at my job at Morgan Stanley. And at that moment, I knew that that particular guy, that particular race car driver, would be my in into the racing world, and that's what I wanted to be doing as my next career. And to make a long story short, exactly 1 year later, I was the public relations director in the series. So that is an example of a person that was my in. But I think that finding a person to get you in is the most important step in pursuing a dream career.
That is some beautiful inside information. Excellent. And congratulations on that. Whether that's present or past, certainly is an incredible accomplishment without a question, and keeping your eyes open at the same time. Lastly, why is this the best time for one to reinvent themselves into their dream career?
For the first time in history, Eric, we have a chance to shape our work to the way we live instead of the other way around. And I'm actually going to repeat that because it's that important. For the first time in history, we have a chance to shape our work to the way we live instead of the other way around. That means that with all the technological advances, freelancing opportunities, being able to work in a mobile environment, we can decide what lifestyle we want and create a work that will fit that, instead of trying to live and live our family life and our ideal lifestyle around of our work schedule. And we would be crazy not to take advantage of this opportunity, and the time is now. So I would say right now is the best time to reinvent yourself into your dream career.
No question about it. Certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and how they can be in contact with you and consider your services on today's topic?
Absolutely. You can read all about all my very own career reinventions at alexsimon.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Alex Simon Live. You can find me on Facebook also at facebook.com/Alex Simon Live. And I would love to hear from any of your listeners.
Well, thanks again, Alex. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. We've been speaking with Alex Simon, a career change coach and speaker who specializes in helping people break into their dream jobs. And once again, the website of reference is alexsimon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.